Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Shocking Blue bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number 3, The Third Ingredient. We're having a great visit with our good friend Eric Groves, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO, and co-founder of Alignable. Alignable.com. Eric, tell us about it.
Well, Alignable.com is an online network for small business owners. We've got around almost 6.5 million small businesses connecting with each other, working together, forming relationships within their communities and across the country to help them get through this crisis and help them grow their business in the future. So it's a wonderful place if you're looking just to get some resources and to work with other small business owners. It's your network.
And to get outside of your four walls so you realize that you're not alone, right, Eric?
Absolutely.
That's what happens to too many small business owners. They get hunkered down inside their four walls, and those walls come in on you real quick. You got to get out and
exactly.
Talk to people and move around. And the great thing about our technology today is when you go outside your four walls today, you know, 30 years ago, you go outside your four walls, you looked at your neighbor. Now you go outside your four walls and you can look at somebody on the other side of the planet. So that's the good. I think that's
absolutely
the good news, and I'm proud of what you guys are doing there, Eric. Check that out, folks.
Alignable.com.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say it's really neat. Through this crisis, is we've launched all of these groups for business owners to come together based on their interests, and so we've got thousands and thousands of groups of florists talking to each other across the country. Plumbers talking to each other, black-owned businesses talking to each other, and
yep,
also helping each other solve problems. And it's wonderful to see this group coming together.
I agree, and good for you for making that happen. So I want to move over and talk about another one of your surveys. In the previous segment, we talked about your polling of how people are doing this year, and also how PPP2 is rolling out, how that's being affected. But you also polled them about how they feel about minimum wage. What did they tell you?
Well, it's fascinating at a time when we're trying to get money into the hands of the people that have been most impacted by the coronavirus. And they're doing some great things around making the money more available, and what they're doing with solos and independent contractors is fantastic. On the flip side of that, there's this additional line item in the legislation around increasing the minimum wage, and we all agree that it's super important to be paying people a livable wage and finding the right path to that. The challenge is that we're doing this at a time when some of these industries that are most hardest hit, especially in the restaurant industry, are going to be impacted by this. And, many of these businesses rely on the tax credit that is given for tips, not tax credit, but the tip credit. And that's one of the things that's going away in this legislation. And it's very concerning to a lot of restaurateurs that are literally just, hanging on by a thread that they would put this in at the same time. And so, found in the poll was that 51% of business owners say that the $15 minimum wage legislation is going to have a negative impact on their business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of these things that's, super important to really understand the impact of the decision being made as you go through this process to make sure you get it right.
Well, one thing that you and I have discussed on this show many times over the last 18 years, Eric, is this is the perfect example of Washington not understanding how the Main Street economy works, as you say very well. And as I pointed out in my article, an article on this 2 weeks ago, at a time when small business owners are already suffering, and on the one hand, you're saying we want to help you and you're doing PPP and other stuff, then you come back and you hit them with a counterpunch of this minimum wage. I mean, in my opinion, mm-hmm. you have to suspend shame or disbelief to you know to imagine why they would do that. I mean, I don't understand how you could not see that these two efforts are counterproductive, and all it does is it proves how little they understand how things work out here. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think it's one of those things. It's a really complex issue to get right, and so in that situation, you don't rush through and, you know, make a judgment on something that's going to hit people like this, you know, at least without making sure that you're countering your impact. You know, are you going to give ongoing tax credit for, you know, restaurateurs that are below a certain size based on the impact that you've caused by doing this? because you're creating, you're changing the market in a way that is going to have impact on very specific industries.
Yep.
And, you know, there's another sector of the small business economy that basically says that this is not going to have an impact on me because they've always had to pay much higher than
right.
minimum wage.
Many small business owners are already paying above that rate.
Exactly.
Hey, Eric, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for the good reporting. Give us the website again, please.
It's alignable.com, alignable.com.
So check that out. Hey, Eric, good job today, buddy. Come back soon. Groves, ladies and gentlemen, with alignable.com. We'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.